My family name and heritage is Italian. I was born in 1971, just outside of Chicago, Illinois, as Stephanie, first name, Christine, middle name, Lucia, Italian surname, which was probably originally something like Di Lucia, because Lucia is a first name in Italy. Whenever I went to Italy in my youth, they never believed me that Lucia was my last name and thought I must be the one who was confused. After repeating myself a couple times, invariably the other person would slow down their words and increase their volume to try to clarify for me, "No, no, signorina, nome di famiglia," your family name. To complicate matters, as a young child, my family pronounced it Lucia, not the correct Italian pronunciation, as in the song Santa Lucia. I discovered this when, in the third grade, the room mother for our class, that's what the parent volunteer was called in the 70s in a small town in the Midwest, came and did a presentation on folk songs from around the world. When she got to Italy, she wrote the title of the song, Santa Lucia, on the chalkboard. She placed a record on the turntable, and we all listened to Luciano Pavarotti. L'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda, prospero il vento. I listened to the pronunciation, and knowing of my family's Italian origin, I wondered why we said it differently. So I went home and asked my father. He didn't know. "We've always pronounced it that way." He shrugged it off. I was vexed. I decided that I would start using the proper Italian pronunciation. The problem was that I had a highly credible older brother, Mark, who was 1 year ahead of me in school in our town where we all rotated through the same teachers. So by the time I met each teacher, they had already been indoctrinated to the bastardization of our last name by my brother. It never really caught on due to the practically celebrity status of Mark as my predecessor. In my teen years, I finally got around to asking my grandfather about it and received an eye-opening explanation. You see, during World War II, when he was enlisted in the U.S. Army, one did not highlight one's Italian ancestry. In fact, one was well advised to censor it. And it all made sense to me. Fast forward to early adulthood when my brother was completing his joint law degree and master's degree in journalism from UC Berkeley, two of four total degrees he holds from UC Berkeley. Annoying, right? I'm actually the screw-up in the family. When he was assigned his video journalism project, he felt the prosody and rhythm of saying, "This is Mark Lucia," correct Italian pronunciation, reporting from Memorial Stadium, sounded better than the Americanized version he had used his entire life up to that point. Thanks a lot. I've been doing this since the third grade. A little late to the party. When I got married in 2001, I had to decide what to do with my name. I wanted to take my husband's last name, Cantor, so that we would have one unified family name, but I didn't want to surrender my beautiful Italian last name. I also didn't want to make it my middle name, as many women do, because then it would always be dropped, relegated to formal documents. So I leveraged the fact that Lucia is in fact a first name in Italy and eliminated the Stephanie from my legal name, replacing it with Lucia as my first name. I also eliminated my middle name of Christine. I became Lucia Cantor. Later, I divorced. When my attorney asked what I wanted to do with my last name, she encouraged me to simply fill it in on the petition for divorce because that would avoid a separate court hearing later to change my name. Without even thinking about it, I said, "Make it Saint Amour. Put the Stephanie back in the first name slot. Put Lucia in the middle position," because people were already calling me Lucia and would continue to do so. Keep the canter in the last name position and add Saint Amour after the canter. No hyphen. So that's what we did. Saint Amour? Where did that come from? Well, we need to circle back to childhood again. When I was growing up in that small Illinois town, my best friend, April, and I watched soap operas. This was around middle school age. All My Children was our favorite. We would regularly retreat into the undeveloped wooded area across from her house, where we had invented our own secret soap opera society, and we had secret soap opera names as well. She was April La Paris, and I was Stephanie Saint Amour. I don't remember where I got that. At the time, the name epitomized the individuality, freedom, sophistication, and creative choice that I hoped I would realize someday as an adult, like the characters in the soaps. April died in February 1988 of bone cancer. Just after I had read a recent article from Soap Opera Digest to her as she lay, defeated from sickness and multiple amputations, on her family room sofa, closed her eyes, and a tear ran down her cheek. I was 17 years old and had just been accepted to UC Berkeley for college. My new last name in 2008, a choice as a consequence of ending my marriage, is an homage to April, as well as a celebration of my manifestation of the adult I imagined as a child I would become in the world. The attorney, the pianist, the linguist, the athlete, the professor, the mother. That imaginative young girl grew into the name, and she had earned it